Well, in the run-up to Christmas, a little girl was told by her father, "You're going to have the best present ever." So she lay in bed that night. She began to wonder and imagine all the wonderful things Christmas Day would bring. And as you can imagine, each night the excitement grew. Her father's promise, the best present ever. What could it be? Before Jesus came into the world, God too made a promise. He repeated it many times. The promise of a wonderful gift. A son who would bring blessing to the world. A savior who would make an end of death itself. And a ruler who would usher in a golden age of peace and everlasting joy. And so the people waited. Waited for the promise of the coming one, the expected one. And as you can imagine, with each passing year, the excitement grew. Who could it be? So when Jesus stepped onto the scene, everyone asked, "Is it you? Are you the promised one?" But the closer they looked, the more disappointed they became. "You're not what we expected. You're obviously not the one." After all, his birth was covered with suspicion. Mary's pregnant before she's married. A virgin birth? And if he's the one, where's the joy? His arrival is accompanied by inconsolable weeping as Herod massacres all the baby boys of 2 and under in and around Bethlehem. And he grows up in Slough. Well, they called it Nazareth. And they say, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And he begins his campaigning in Galilee of the Gentiles. I've said this before, it's like launching an election campaign from a village hall in the Lake District. He doesn't mix with the rich and the famous and the powerful. He identifies himself with ordinary people. And in fact, he befriends the scum of the earth. And when he arrives in Jerusalem, does he come as the king to end all kings? No, he rides on a donkey. And they call it a triumphal entry. He's betrayed by one of his inner circle, denied by his right-hand man. He's stripped naked and nailed to a cross. He's pinned out like an insect to suffer and bleed and die. A criminal's death, abandoned even by God. If that Bethlehem night rang with the praise of angels, the day outside the walls of Jerusalem, the air was filled with laughter and mocking and taunts. It was downhill all the way from manger to the cross. It was the gift that fell short of everyone's expectations. It's like our little girl on Christmas morning running into her mum and dad's room at 5 in the morning, opening the best present ever and finding that it's a house brick. What a letdown. Jesus, the letdown. Jesus, the publicity disaster. Now, graffiti is not a new thing. There's even some Roman graffiti that's been discovered. And there's one particular first century Roman graffiti, and it's of a man on a cross with the head of a donkey. And bowing down to this man on the cross with the head of a donkey is another man worshipping. And scrawled beneath it reads, "Alex worships his God." First century Roman who put that graffiti there obviously thought, all this Jesus stuff, it's absurd, isn't it? How can he be God's gift to the world? A man who's nailed to a cross, dying a shameful death. And all this stuff about a new age of peace and joy. Well, where is it? Christmas number ones. Who was number one at Christmas in 1976? Well, it was the old crooner Johnny Mathis, who sang When a Child is Born. I'm sure you'll hear it this Christmas. I've already heard it several times. And Johnny sings. He sings of a coming child who will change the world. And he goes a bit quieter, and now he just sort of does a voiceover. And he says, and all this happens because the world is waiting. Waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up to turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbour. Misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. And then he sings, it's all a dream, an illusion now. And I'm tempted on the one hand to say, wait, but Johnny, that child has come. But he might well answer, yes, well, if he has, nothing's changed, has it? Where is this golden age of peace? So has God overpromised the best present ever? Well, it can't be Jesus. What do you think? Is it all a dream, an illusion? I suppose you're Richard Dawkins to say it's all a delusion. But maybe we've got it wrong. Maybe God's turning our world on its head. Maybe this unpromising material is exactly what God intended. Maybe we're wowed by the wrong things. This is not supposed to be the religion to beat all religions. The Jesus with the X factor. What did the angel say? For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. So he is the Christ, he is the promised one. And he's the Lord. Lord is a divine title. He is God come down to earth. He is God with a human face. But the angel said, he's the Saviour. He's come on a rescue mission. He's come to save. And that is the lens through which I am to view all of this. He came to save. Who? Well, people like you and me. The actress Mae West said, I used to be Snow White, but I drifted. And we've all drifted. The Snow White has turned to grey slush. I'm contaminated, I'm corrupted by what the Bible calls sin. I don't mean Santa's going to say you're a naughty boy and put a lump of coal in your empty stocking. It's just that, well, as far as I'm concerned, I live in God's world, I enjoy God's blessings because all I have except my sin comes from God. But I live entirely for myself. And the gifts have taken the place of the giver. I've sinned. I've drifted. And says the Bible, the wages of sin is death. So I need a Saviour. I need someone to rescue me from what's coming to me. And maybe now we begin to see it. That's why Jesus had to be low-born. He's got to be accessible to all, whatever your background. I don't have to stand outside the circle of his friendship. And aren't you relieved that he's not a crowd pleaser? He's not a celebrity. He doesn't come, as it were, to wow and with the X factor. He's not a politician. Because I want someone who's real and credible and human. And aren't you thankful he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, not a war horse to destroy and to condemn and to punish, but a donkey. Donkeys are unthreatening, aren't they? We have donkey sanctuaries. He turns no one away. Children are welcome. He's not a religious bully. He won't shout at you. Aren't you glad he died on a cross? Because if the wages of sin is death, then says the Bible, Christ died that punishing death, so that all who trust in him can enjoy the forgiveness of their sins and peace with God and life everlasting. We call it being saved. The choir sang, when every unclean thought and every sinful deed was scourged upon his back and hammered through his feet. The innocent is cursed. The guilty are released. The punishment of God on God has brought me peace. What joy, what peace has come to us. What hope, what help, what love. And now he's risen. He's coming again. Present, he sits upon the throne of the universe. And in unthreatening words, he says, why don't you find out more about me? If you want to know, then you'll find me and know me and love me. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Well, did that little girl get the best present ever? I'm reliably informed she did. You ever seen those video clips on You've Been Framed? And it's that Christmas morning, isn't it? And there's the kid who gets the wrong present. And they're in tears, and they kick the box, the gift they didn't want. If I don't realize that I need saving, I'll be disappointed with this Jesus. And I'll probably kick the box. But those who come to Jesus find he is all they ever wanted.